We are learning Maseches Ha'iriyos Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 9 lines from the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph at the end of the line. The first word on line is Asher Yitzhak at the end of that line. We just learned that Rav Yossi HaGlili says that a Nasi, and actually a Kohen Mashiach as well, potter from Karban Oil of Yared. And the reason is because it says in the Pasuk of Karban Oil of Yared, Le'sigia Yodoy, Le'sasig Yodoy, they can't afford a Behemo or a Oif, they have to bring a mincha, like upon him, it's not possible to have loisasig yodai by a melech or by a kohen mashiach, and therefore they're excluded from the parsha of tumas mikdash gedashav or any carbon oil of the yared. So shalos like this: bayim neiravina rav nachman yitzchok nasi shenitzdara mau. That means the halacha is, we'll see the gemara later on about this, that a melech who becomes a metzora, he's disqualified from being a melech. The raya is from Uzio. And his son Yosam took over as the Malchus because a Metzora cannot be a Melech. Now the Shaila over here is, here, Nasi Shenitzdara is he's still called a Nasi in regards to the Shaila of Oil of Yared. Mao, Mitchidachim Miftapata. What's the Shaila? The Oimik of the Shaila is the Maisa, maybe Lemaisa, since he's not a Melech anymore, so now he's Chayav Karmel of Yared. Or on the other hand, Lemaisa, he still has money. He's just because he became a tzayir, he didn't lose his money, so maybe he's still disqualified from Parashah of the Yared. That was the Shaila.
When did he do that
Vera? It's a good Shaila. Rashi doesn't say. So some say he did, even if he did the Vera afterwards. He did that Vera afterwards, after he became a tzayir, but still he has a din of a Nasi because he didn't really get disqualified from being a Nasi, only because he's a tzayir. He didn't lose his money. That's what someone I learned Rashi. Rashi is very ambiguous of it. It doesn't tell you what the Shaila is exactly. But that could be the Shaila also. It's important to Gemara later on, maybe some such a thing like that, if you Rashi on Daf Yud. So Amalei, they answered to him, Diloch or the Gaza. Where is he getting the money from for the carbon? From you or from his treasures, from his storehouses of money? Obviously, he's taking it from his own money. Taking it from his own money, he still has money. That's what Rashi learns. It's a pshitas to the Shaila. Rashi learns, your money or mom the Gaza day? From the money from his own storehouses. Have I Gaza the day? Who the boy lasuya? We keep in the Gaza day kabayi asuya. I'm too lucky part of the gamri. We come Rav Yair. How come Rav Yair? Rav Yair says Yosef Nasi Mashiach Shein Bolim Dei Nios. Hi Nasi Shein Star. Rashi says Nami Ain a Bolim Dei Nios. The Gaza the day kid koi koi. His wealth is where it is. It's staying in the same place. Therefore, your potter. So, if you're Rashi, it means with the way we say with Smash played on like that. He learned even after he becomes a material, the gabi carbon oil of the yared punked. There's a reason for it. The reason is because of wealth, and that he still has afterwards, and therefore he will be potter. Avada for the gabi other halachas like then that nasi always brings a sotir that will be totally in his malchus. Avada not. Maybe that's different shaila. That will be whole different shaila. But here, the gabi oil of the yared, which is totally in his wealth. The Gemara is being pushed that Avada, you'll still be like a Nasi and you'll be Potter. Tanya, we went to the Braisa. So that was Rabbi Yosef Lili Shita. Rabbi Kiva Shita in our Mishnah was that a Nasi is Chayiv in Oil of a Yairid, the Melech. He doesn't have a Smiyat of Loisasik Yodah. He also is Chayiv. Besides, a Smiyat's Koil couldn't be Chayiv Oil of a Yairid because he can't say Edis and therefore it's not a Gay of Smiyat's Koil. And Koyim Mashiach, our Mishnah did not talk about. We'll see in the Braisa what Rabbi Kiva holds. By Kohen Mashiach. Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Mashiach Pata Mekulam. Rabbi Kiva says that a Kohen Mashiach does not bring in carbon oil of the Yared. Omer Rava, my time with the Rabbi Kiva, and you just know, he doesn't bring oil of the Yared, but he brings a par. That's a mevuya that according to Rabbi Kiva, he brings a par from Kohen Mashiach, but he doesn't bring carbon oil of the Yared. So time, Rabbi Kiva Mashiach Pata Mekulam. Pata for all carbon oil of the Yared. Omer Rava, my time with Rabbi Kiva. What's the time Rabbi Kiva? Omer Kral, the Pasuk says, in by Legabi, the Kohen Gadol himself, they brings every day something called the Chavitim. And it says in the Pasuk, Zek carbon Aaron of Anav, Asher Yekivu LaHashem, V'yem Yimashach HaYisai, Asir Se'if HaShem HaSmincha. Tavid Machsis HaBayik HaMasiv HaRav. He brings half in the morning, half in the evening. And this carbon, Asir Se'if HaShem, is the exact carbon, it's a mincha, that's brought as the third level, lowest level of oil of the Yairit. So we have a diak. Zek carbon Aaron of Anav, Zu B'chai V'loi, V'en Acheres B'chai V'loi. It's not possible for him to bring this type of mincha any other time. So it's the miyat is that there's no dali dalas by Elvi Yared because he never brings that. So therefore he's disqualified from the parasha of Elvi Yared. Freit the Gemara Kasha, maybe he still has the parasha of Elvi Yared, but he's disqualified from the third level. Maybe by oil of the three levels are a behema, or birds, or mincha. So he disqualified from mincha. But maybe anius v'ashirus loy matar achmana. But maybe anius, which is birds, and ashirus loy matar achmana. That he does bring. Who said that he's memayit? He's excluded from the entire parasha. Says more no. Loy zagadar. Chesiv is in the pasuk. V'chipa lo v'akoyna chatosa shechata ma'achas me'ela. And we darshin. Pasuk pshat in the pasuk means v'chipa lo v'akoyna chatosa shechata ma'achas me'ela, means that you have a kapara on what if you chayta one of these chatoim, which are these three, Shmias Koil, Bitoy, Shvuas Bitoy, and Mikas Vikadasha. But you can also teach it, V'chipa lo v'akoyin achatosa ashechata ma'achas me'ela, means one of these three kabbanas. And we darshin, ha-mischaper ba'achas chavakulam. If it's possible for you to be mischaper with any one of these three, then you can mischaper the other ones. V'shem mischaper ba'achas, e mischaper ba'kulam. Only if it's possible for you to mischaper with the other ones, or you mischaper with every single one, you mischaper with any of them. So the Mar makes a drasha from Mechipal of Akana Chatos Shachatam Achaz Meila that in order to be part of the parasha early hour, you have to be possible, you have to be potentially possible to bring any of the three kabbanas. And according to, and a Kohen Mashiach can't bring a Dali Dalas because there's a miyat on that. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds he's disqualified from all parasha oil of the yard. Break the Gemara El Miata. It says at a different time, Achaz Meila. But the Chsiv, Vahoya ki Yesham la Achaz Meila. In the same parasha, it says, Vahoya. It says that in the pasuk, read the pasuk, and we handled this before. And does a person have to be part of all three aveiros in order to be part of Eliyarit? And we said no, because Rabbi Kiva actually holds that a Nasi is disqualified from Shmias Koil, but he still has all the two. So you see, you don't darshan when it says La'achas Me'ela, it means you have to have all three. El mi'at chiv ho'yik yeshem La'achas Me'ela, ho'chi na'ami d'chom eschayev ba'achas v'chayev v'kulam. If you're chayev in one of these three, you're chayev in all, but she'em eschayev ba'achas, if you can't eschayev in all three, em eschayev v'kulam? You can say drasha that way? Alom ha'tanan, rekiv ha'im, enosi chayev, chutz v'shmias koil. Rabbi Kiva says that a Nasi is chayev in Oil of a Yairid, even though he's not part of the Isser of Shmias Koil. So basically the Kasha is like this. We have twice in the parasha where it says, one says Me'achas Me'la, one says Le'achas Me'la, and one of them were darshaning the three type of kabbalas, the other one darshaning the three Averis. But the three types of kabbalas were saying, if you can't bring all three kabbalas, you're disqualified from the whole parasha. And therefore, Kohen Mashiach is qualified from the parasha of the Yairid. The other pasuk says that if you do one of those averas, you bring the carbon. We say there you don't have to be passable to every avera. One is enough. So how do you split those two things? That's the Gemara's kasha. So by Rav and Amar Tavayu, me'achas mashmalei le'achas le'mashmalei. And the truth is nothing to do with me'achas le'achas. Not the Gemara means. The Gemara can explain in a second. So by Rav and Amar Tavayu, it makes a difference. Me'achas mashmalei le'achas le'mashmalei. The drasha of me'achas, which is the pasuk that says after Dali Dallas, which a darshaning, it means that if you possible to all three kabbanas, good, if not, that we darshan. But v'hoyo ki yeshem le'achas me'ela, which means one of these averas, that we don't darshan. Now why? Why is that? U'maishto me'achas demash malei, what's the reason? The kasver achmona le'besoif gabi asira se'efa. It's only said, that pasuk of that we darshan me'achas me'ela is said by Dali Dallas. It's said by the parasha, or after the pasuk of that says you bring asiris seifa. That's where it's said. The pasuk is said at by pasuk Yud Gimel, parakei pasuk Yud Gimel. It says v'chipa lo v'akayin achatos shechotam achas meila v'nislach lo v'hoisla akayin kamincha. That's where it says it. And why did it say over there? So the kasuk when observed gav asiris seifa. L'meimer the whole v'chayiv by asiris seifa v'chayiv bekulam. These are the v'chayiv ba'achas apishenim v'chayiv bekulam. If it's enough, sufficient. If you're passable to a different carbon to be chayav el v'yayred, nichta v'lahay me'achas me'ela v'dalus inami ba'ashiris. It should have said it in a different spot. Why does it say me'achas me'ela punked by dali dalus? It must become and teach us that you have to be in the parish of dali dalus in order to have the parish of el v'yayred. Because it could have said v'chipol avakayin achatos shechoto me'achas me'ela before the, but like by Ashiris or by Dallas. Why did Punk say it at the end by Dali Dallas? It must be The reason is to give us this drasha, to teach us that only if you're possible to have the kapara of Asir Se'efa, do you have the kapara of the other ones. But if you're not part of the parasha of Asir Se'efa, and for example, a Kohen Mashiach, which has the miyat of Zeh Karban Aaron, so then you're not part of the other dinim of Oil of Yared. And therefore here, it's disqualified. Masha Inkein, the other pasuk, which is more to the beginning of parasha, there, it doesn't mean you have to have all three Averis. One of those three Averis are possible to you, or two, it's fine as well. You don't have to be possible all three Averis. But the Gabi the Kabonis, you have to be possible all three. You know why? Because it says it by Dali Dalas. That's because the pasuk of Ma'achas Me'ila, it says it by Dali Dalas, which is by Asir Sefer, and not by Dalas or Ashiris. So the bottom line is, according to Rabbi Akiva, your potter, at least from Oil of Yared, it comes to Kohen Mashiach. Rashi speaks out a few places in the Gemara on Beis that Yechayev a par lemaisa. You are Chayev a par. And the Shah is, what's Taka Pshat Yechayev a par? So the Rashi explains over here, the reason is, Rashi's on the right side, halfway down. He says, but immediately come on, the par le pot or rekiva. It means when someone does the Aveira of Shmichas Shoshav, or let's say Shmias Karl, or Bita Suzayim, he brings a par. So he says, well, what's the Pshat? Vehicle through to the time of the Rabbi Kiva, which is the oil of the yard to the might, except that common iron. Apparently, might. There was no meat on the power, it just says no oil of the yard, because it can't bring such a carbon. But never said you part from a power, so that's what he says. And it was bothering me, Lachar, it's a pella. Lachar, why don't you say, I'll tell you why it's part from a power, because it says La'ashma Sa'am. And we know a tzibur doesn't bring oil of the yard, so why don't you say you part from a power, because it says by power, La'ashma Sa'am. And Betzim, Tosus Arosh, Omer Beis asked the Skasha on the Gemara there. And the answer that the Svarim say, I think it's maybe the Hari Gava or a different sefer, the answer is that Das Gufa, that we need a new miyat of Zeh Karban Aharon, shows that we're not using Ashmas Ha'om for Rabbi Kiva, for a Kohen Gadol to pat from Oil of Yared. We're not using Ashmas Ha'om for that. And therefore, it's saying only Karban Aharon, Zeh Karban Aharon, only that's Memoyat, only the Parsha Oil of Yared is Memoyat. But it'll still have a par. Okay, that's just a shikul Torah. If you got that, good. If not, not. Okay, zok the Mishnah Vaita. This Mishnah now, we should find a lot in Hyrius, sign the Gemara and sign the Mishnah, they give you a lot of recaps, and this way you know it very clear. There's a lot of chazaros. This Mishnah will be a chazar on the whole parak. It's gevaldik. Kol mitzvahs, it will end one more sheet at the end. Kol mitzvahs shebe Torah, shechayov mazirei karas shechatas, any aveira that's chayev emezit karas, and b'shoigeg ichayev echatas, hayochid may be kispa v'seira. A yochid brings either a kispa or seira, they're both nekevis, v'hanasi brings a sawyer, that's special about nasi. What about Mashiach obez? Then they bring me v'en par, par is brought, it's a par is brought inside the heichal dodam, and it's burnt, it's parmanas rafim. That's the halacha by a classic aveira, it's chayev karas. The shaygig is chatos. There's a kisma for a regular citizen. Nasi brings a sotir, and Mashiach brings a par. What about Vayezara, Vayezchavim? Hayachid, Vahanasi, Vahamashiach, they all bring the same thing. Mivi and Seira. And Obez then brings a par Vesar, par la'oila, Sar la'chatos. What about Asham Tali? So we learned this also. Asham Tali, Hayachid, Vahanasi, Chayav, and Asham Tali, and Mashiach Obez then Paturim. Like we learned, the reason Mashiach Abezin is potter, because the pasuk says, "Asher Gosses Shagag," those who are Tali and Shagag, is a Kohen Gadol and a Tzibur Tali and Shagag? No, we need a Psak Halacha plus a Shagag. Therefore, they're excluded from the parish of Asham Tali. Asham Vadai, Hayochid Vahanasi Vahamashiach Hayovim, they bring an Asham Vadai. Ubezdin Peturim, Bezin does not have a Chiev of Asham Vadai. Al Shmias Koel Vitav Shasayim Bal Tumas Mikash Rashav. What is that? That's Oil of a Yared, right? Shmias Koel Vitav Shasayim Bal Tumas Mikash Bezdim Baturim Vayochid Vanosi Vamashiach Hayavim. So now we have a little bit of a new Shita. We never had a Shita like that. That a Mashiach is Chayav in it? Here we have Hayochid Vanosi Vamashiach Hayavim on Oil of a Yared. Elo She'ein Koyen Godo Mashiach Chayav Mikash Kudash Rav Shimon. This is Rav Shimon Shita, new Shita, and he holds that there's no Mashiach is chayv el v'yared on Shmias Koil and beat this Vasayim, but not Mitzvah Joshua. We'll see why in the Gemara on base. This is Rav Shimon. And also you have to speak out that a Melech also doesn't bring a Shmias Koil. So it says, Nasi Mashiach Hayavim, only chayv two out of three. And the Gemara will explain it, the Brice will say it first like that. Only two out of three. Umayim Evim, Karmna el v'yared. Rav Eliezer Omer, It's saying Yechayev by the oil of the yard, you're not Chayev oil of the yard, the Nasi may be Sar. A Nasi will bring a Sar by the Aver as a carbon oil of the yard. That's not a little nafkamina. Avad Yechayev carbon oil of the yard, but the Nasi will bring a Sar. And Rashi here is Mesakim. He gives says a three shittas really when it comes to this. He doesn't count Rabbi Eliezer as a shita. What are three shittas? Rabbi Yosef clearly holds Nasi and a Mashiach apart from all oil of the yard. And we said the reason was because Laisasig Yodai, right? Laisasig Yodai. Rabbi Kiva holds a Nasi is chayv in everything besides Shmiyas Koil, and a Mashiach is part of everything in early Yerud. Why? We just said before, because Mashiach doesn't have Zed, Karbon, and Aaron as a Miyah. Then we have Rabbi Shimon who holds a Nasi Mashiach chayv in early Yerud. And just there's exceptions. Mashiach is not chayv in Mekash Joshov, and Nasi is not chayv in Shmiyas Koil. Beautiful.
What?
In Shmiyas Koil?
No,
by, we're going to speak in the Maron Beis. Why Kohen Gadol is not Chayim Exhaustion? We're going to say on base. Why? Zok the Bryce, Tanya. I was going to give you a lot of the recaps that we just gave. Tanya, what's up, Shimon Shita again? Shimon, Tanya, Shimon, listen to my cloud. Culture Yachid Basham Tali. Anything that Yachid's Chayim Basham Tali, Hanasik Yaitzibay, Hanasik also has Asham Tali, and Mashiach Obez and Peturim. Like we spoke at why? Because it says Shigosa Shagag, not Chayim Basham Tali, Kohen Gadol and Obez. V'chol shuv asham v'adai, nasi u'mashiach yoytzebem, yechayev. U'bezdim peturim. Shmias koil bitis v'sayim, tumas mekzoshav, this is oil of a yoyred, bezdin is peturim. Nasi mashiach hayavim. But there are exceptions in nasi mashiach alone. What are exceptions? El she'en nasi chayev v'shmias koil, because it's not possible in edis. V'loy mashiach v'tumas mikdosh v'kadoshav, like we see in the Gemara on the base. And then the Braisa says, b'shem Rav Shimon, a line that doesn't stim. Kol shu ba'ol of a yared, nasik yared. The boy nasik is chayiv, and we're assuming exception is, let's say, Shmias Koil, and then it says Mashiach abezim peturim. What's just going on? We just finished saying Mashiach chayiv everything besides Mikdash Roshav. Mashiach abezim peturim. Haguf akasha. Amrit e Mashiach chayiv betumas Mikdash Roshav, and it's mashma betumas Mikdash Roshav who the part of Shmias Koil will be the same chayiv. You look at the first line of Reb Shimon. He says that it's chayiv. Just is missing. Everything else is chayiv too. Then Ema Seifa Kol Shu Ba'il Yared Nosik Yared. So Nosik is chayiv, and Mashiach Ubez the Peturim. Now Ketoni Mashiach Ubez the Peturim. It's master the same thing. Ma Ubez the Peturim Akulon. Ap Mashiach Part of Makulon. Kashir Adadi. So what's the kasha? The kasha is in the first line sounds like Mashiach is chayiv in Oil Yared. Besides for Mikdash Yosef. Then it says it's Potter like Bezdin. What's going on here? Kashir Adadi. It's Steer of Nebe. Amar Kuna Brei Rav Shua like kasha. Kambadalis, kambadali dalis. Which means like this. Avada, dali dalis, across the board, there's no, Kohen Mashiach is not chayiv, but dali dalis. When it comes to the first two levels, dalis and ashirus, that Rav Shimon will hold, yechayiv by Shmias, Koil, and Bitu Shasayim, not Mikdash Gedoshav. But legami dali dalis, you put legami. And that's where he's compared to Bezdin. Lekasha, kambadalis, kambadali dalis. Rav Shimon, shavla, kerbekiva, bechado, plaga, bechado. So I love Rekiva Dali Dalas. He also got Rekiva Dali Dalas the Potter. Because you have a Miyaz, he holds a Miyaz Zed Karban Aaron. Therefore, there's no Mincha by Mashiach ever, besides for Chavitim. Oh, Polyglob Dalas, but he argues that you don't say this Drasha of Ma'achas Me'ela. You don't have Drasha of Ma'achas Me'ela, therefore, you're not completely excluded from the Parasha of Oil of Yared. You are included, and therefore, you would bring all Oil of Yared of the first two levels. Actually, Mikash Drasha, you have a Miyaz on that, Rav Shimon will see why he's not. But, well, a special reason not. But Be'etzem Mashiach is Chayiv El V'Yared, in the first two levels only. So in his Braisa, where he says that Yechayiv, besides Mikdash Yashar, he's talking about the first two levels. And the last line, where he says, like Bezdin, it means in level three, there's no din at all by Mashiach. Why? Because there's a miyat of Zekar Naran, there's no Dali Dalas when it comes to a Koyen Gadol.